Alan Stock is driving you home on the news leader for Las Vegas, News Radio 840 KXNT.
412 at News Radio 840 KXNT. Hey, good afternoon to you. I'm Alan Stock, and I want to thank so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Join us right now on the KXNT Live Line, Patrick Wanis, human behavior and relationship expert, talking about bad.
Patrick, good afternoon, and welcome to News Radio 840 KXNT.
Thank you, Alan.
I appreciate you taking time to join us. So, I got this interesting release that you sent to my producer, program director, Bob Agnew, that says that we need to separate the art from the artist and realize many artists and entertainers are dysfunctional and not necessarily morally good people. That's true, but how do you separate? I mean, if you sit there and you look at somebody on the screen like Mel Gibson, knowing the things that he said about Jews and blacks and about women and things like that, how do you separate yourself from that kind of stuff?
Well, it's not easy to separate. I think the first challenge we have is that we know too much about their personal lives, in the sense that I want to use this as an example, Alan. I know that you know who Cecil B. DeMille is.
I do.
He produced, he directed some of the biggest movies of all time. And in fact, he was one of the proponents of a lot of the religious movies, such as The Ten Commandments. So you would think there's a reason this guy does Samson and Delilah and The Ten Commandments. He must believe in what he does.
Okay.
But he was a married guy who had serial mistresses.
Okay.
So if at the time I knew that, does that mean that I no longer go to see the Ten Commandments?
Somehow there's a difference, I see it, between, and I'm not justifying Cecil B. DeMille's, impeccability. I'm not defending him at all, okay, even though the movies he made were great. But, you know, he didn't make the vile comments in public over and over and over again that Mel Gibson has made. I mean, first it's the comments about the Jews and the whole world and all making all the wars. Now it's about the blacks. Wasn't using the word black, by the way, the other words he used. And the vile attitude toward his girlfriend and supposedly hitting her when she had her kid. This is nothing that Cecil B. DeMille was ever even thought of doing.
You're right. And in fact, before that, Mel Gibson's first foray into controversy and saying bad things goes back to the 90s when he made homophobic remarks. But very few people castigated him over that because they were happy to make lots of money over him. But let's use another example, Alan. Alec Baldwin. Look at what Alec Baldwin said to his daughter on the phone when he leaves a message and calls her a rude, thoughtless little pig. Okay.
And that was disgusting. I found that.
So we have to stop watching. Well, we have to stop watching whatever he does. Now, here's another example for you. Charlie Sheen. He's dated porn actresses. He's had problems with the law. He was a cocaine addict. His father called the police on him. And the latest allegation is he pulled a knife on his wife. Not he just threatened her. He pulled a knife on her. But CBS, or whoever it is that produces the TV show, is going to keep paying him money because they're making money off him. So it comes. We have to say to ourselves, is there a limit? What is that limit? And I do agree there has to be a limit.
All right, I tell you what you do. Would you stay with me?
Sure.
Because I want to find out from you what that limit should be. Where do we draw the line? Where do we draw that limit? All right?
We'll come on back and talk to Patrick Wanis. At what point do you finally say enough is enough and you stop watching these people's movies? What is that limit? I'm curious to hear what Patrick Wanis has to say. We're going to come on back and talk to him in just a moment right here at News Radio 840 KXNT.
More of Alan Stock on News Radio 840 KXNT.
423 at News Radio 840 KXNT. I'm Alan Stock. Bob Agnew producing. Mark Thomas technically directing this afternoon. Great to have you with us. Right now we're talking with Patrick Wanis. He is a human behavior and relationship expert. And we're talking about, bad celebrities.
I guess Mel Gibson, all the stuff that he said recently. But, you know, you said something interesting before we head on over to Market Watch, and that was that there is a limit. What is that limit that we finally say, enough is enough? I can't really go see this guy's movies or buy his records or anything like that.
I think it has to be answered two ways. First, Alan, it's got to be a personal choice. It's got to be your own choice of saying, I now am clear in my own mind of what my limit is. And maybe for someone that limit is a sexist remark. Maybe it's a limit of a racist remark. Maybe it's a threat of death or violence. It could be anything. But before I answer what I think might be an appropriate limit, I want to just give you a couple of other examples, because then everyone listening to this will relate. Because you said a moment ago, what is the limit for us watching a movie by an actor. Well, it's not just actors who do all these bad things. Michael Jackson was accused of pedophilia. Chris Brown, the famous R&B singer, assaulted his girlfriend Rihanna. Liza Minnelli was married and divorced four times.
Yeah, but okay, there's a difference between Liza Minnelli being divorced four times and Yusuf Islam, used to be known as Cat Stevens, asking for the death of people who disagreed with the Muslim religion.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a huge difference. But if we're going to talk about violence, Russell Crowe took a phone and whacked it across someone's head in a hotel room. But no one threw him out of Hollywood. Why? Because they're making money out of him. Joan Crawford, Academy Award-winning actress. Okay, forget the fact that she was married four times, but she was accused of abusing her children. Her daughter, Christina, recalls her mother dragging her from bed in the middle of the night when she was age nine to beat her over the head with a can of scouring powder.
You're absolutely right. In those days, what happened was the movie industry, the studios, controlled what went out to the public. Now, as you alluded to when we first started this discussion, we get all this information. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's on MySpace. It's on...
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. And now we know everything about it. And I would guarantee you, had we known today about Joan Crawford today, if she was trying to become a movie star today and we knew that she was beating the hell out of her kid, people would probably be turned off to her too.
And the same with Bing Crosby, because his son says the same thing, that his father was, in fact, two of his sons from his first marriage say that his father was abusive. And yet Bing Crosby was the crooner who made White Christmas famous. I guess what I'm saying is, for me, and I want to answer your question properly about the limit, the first thing is there is a difference between what they create and who they are, unfortunately. Because I believe that most of the artists, actors, singers, dancers, come from a place of dysfunction, meaning there's some pain, there's some emotional instability and insecurity and need for attention, etc. That's what drives them to create the art. That, however, does not justify their actions, and it does not give them a free pass to do whatever they want. And that's why we have the law and we have the system of justice. What I'm saying is, we don't need to know every single detail. I didn't need to hear every single thing that Mel Gibson said to his ex-girlfriend. It is important to know, hey, this guy made racist, sexist remarks. He made threats of death and threats of violence. Now I say to myself, does this fit in with my morality? Well, obviously it doesn't. I don't think it fits in with anyone's morality. But now do I say, am I going to be able to watch his movies or not?
It's a hard thing for me. I mean, I look at somebody like Vanessa Redgrave, who, you know, is a huge bigot and a pro-Palestinian. It's hard for me to watch a movie. It'd be hard for me to watch a Leni Riefenstahl movie, knowing who she was, even though she's regarded as, you know, a great artist in the 30s. But, you know, I mean, she was a Hitler propagandist. You know, I mean, how do you watch things knowing where the people are coming from like that? And I think that...
Or Woody Allen. Allen, what about Woody Allen?
I agree with you. Woody Allen is another crackpot. And, you know, I find myself, I'll be honest with you, going to fewer and fewer and fewer movies because of people like Woody Allen. Like, it's just hard for me to sit. I couldn't sit through and watch Woody Allen in a movie or Alec Baldwin or some of the other people you've talked about.
But, Allen, this is the point. If I was to share with you, I also work with a lot of celebrities and a lot of high-profile people, which I obviously wouldn't share with you, but if I was to share with you, or if you were to find out who everyone is underneath, you wouldn't be seeing a lot of movies and TVs because a lot of people in Hollywood are not necessarily nice people. And a lot of people, including athletes, what I said, are not morally worthy role models. So
you've got to pick and choose, basically.
I think you do, and I think you have to know for yourself what is your limit. For example, maybe not a lot of people realize Adolf Hitler was also a painter.
Yes,
but Adolf Hitler murdered millions of people. That's not the same as someone who makes racist remarks or sexist remarks. Nor does one justify the other.
No, and it would be hard for me to have a Hitler painting in my living room. I'll be very honest with you.
Right.
But I understand where you're coming from. Listen, I'm against the clock. Patrick, it's been great. You know, we've got to do this again. I love talking to you about this, and we've got to chat again. Would you do that with me sometime?
My pleasure.
Patrick Wannis, human behavior relationship expert. People want to find you. How can they do it?
PatrickWannis.com.
That's easy enough. Hey, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Alan.
Take good care.